You know, I was thinking, if I ever had the opportunity, which I will never have, to start a new parish, I would be inclined to call that parish Good Shepherd Parish. While I was at the cathedral, I proposed to Bishop Gilmore that we put a statue or a painting in the cathedral of Jesus the Good Shepherd. Well, the bishop didn't agree with me, and he had a good reason. I respected his reason, but I really wanted to ignore it. And the reason I wanted to do that, I mean, to put up that image of the Good Shepherd, was I wanted a place in the church where people could go and pour out their pain, shed their tears, pour out their sorrow. And I felt there is no better image of Jesus for that than the image of the Good Shepherd. For me, the image of Good Shepherd is the image of a God who cares for us. Cares for us deeply. And when Jesus says, I call my sheep by name and they know me, and I know them, you get that sense that we're not anonymous to God. We're not just a bunch of people in a crowd. Instead, he cares for each and every one of us by name. He knows our joys. He knows our sorrows. He knows the way we struggle. He knows the pain in our life. He cares for all of that. And that image of the shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep, that is exactly what Jesus has done. He has laid down his life for us. And then he gives us the image of the wolf. Well, from the very ancient tradition of our church, the wolf has been understood as the devil. Because it is the devil who attacks. It is the devil that scatters. It is the devil that causes division and dissension among us. If there is anything he wants to do, it is to destroy our unity, to destroy our peace. But Jesus has not abandoned us. Not only was he shepherd when he was among us, when he walked among us, he continues to shepherd us even now. He shepherds us with his word of scripture. He shepherds us by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He shepherds us through the ministry of the church. He continues to watch over us, to care for us. He wants nothing more than to lead us into the kingdom of his Father. He wants us to have life, a life that will never end. He truly is for us the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23 says, he leads us to restful waters. He leads us to green pastures. I'd like to now use another image that we find in the second reading. Matter of fact, two images. The first one is not unknown to us. Jesus taught us to use it, Father. But that second reading brings out both aspects of Father. God is Father, and we are children. Once again, that's an image of the closeness of our God. Imagine God as the best of fathers, a father who constantly cares for his children, a father who is concerned about the well-being of each and every one of his children, a father that does not want to lose even one of us. He wants all of us to be close to him now, to be close to him for all eternity. We are children in the sense that he loves, cares for, encourages, and protects each and every one of us. God has achieved all of this by drawing us into oneness with his Son. That intimacy that we have with the Son began in baptism, and it continues throughout our lives. It will continue into the kingdom of heaven. God wants us that close to him, not only now, but for all eternity. You know, the alienation that took place in the Garden of Eden through the sin of Adam and Eve, who could have imagined what God has done? He has brought us closer in many ways than Adam and Eve, because he has called himself our Father and we his sons and daughters. I began to think as I was preparing this homily, what do I want to send home with you? What would I like for you to take home to reflect upon from this Mass? And what I think I would really want is simply that you would take those images: Good Shepherd, Father, we are children. Take those images and reflect on them. Pray about them. Let your imagination run wild with you about Jesus as shepherd. Let the love of that image touch your heart. Think about what it means that God is Father, that we are children. Take those images and let them touch your soul. Let them tell you how much you are loved, how much God cares for you. And beg God to touch you with his love so strongly that he sets a fire in your heart, a love for him. You know, the more we allow ourselves to experience God's love, the more we will love. The more we will love God, the more we will love one another.